you know, on First Nations, Inuit, and Métis broadcasting policy.
Now, who are you hoping to hear from in these six regional meetings?
Well, specifically, we would like to have all the communication societies, first and foremost, from each region, because, like Wawote, each province and territory has, you know, a specific communication society that was mandated to, you know, to enhance and reclaim languages where it was needed. And that's our Wawate's main focus, is to ensure that that whatever policy is being created is going to respect our regional languages and then further down the dialects of different languages, and ensure that that everybody within this conversation is of the understanding that language and culture is the most important for us to be basing policy around. And then, of course, from there, we would look at, you know, the protocol of going through our political and territorial organizations and tribal councils, as well as mainstream politicians and academics.
And just what is the state of Native broadcasting in this country right now?
Well, you know, it seems, I think it's growing a little stronger. It used to be at one point there was 13 original communication societies that were from each province and territory. And as of late, there's 17, so we've got four new ones. And, you know, some are still based in a language. Some are English broadcasting, but I think with the calls from the TRC and the recommendations for language, that you know, there's a push on the reclamation and enhancement of our languages. So I think it's important that you know, we follow these TRC recommendations and the announcement that Prime Minister Trudeau made at the AFN Special Chiefs Assembly last week to create an Indigenous Language Act. And I think it's important that, you know, not that the two have really anything to do with each other, but hopefully we can, you know, by informing the CRTC with what our perspective is towards this policy, that it would assist in any other works that Canada might be working on towards language initiatives.
So you obviously feel that Native broadcasting is essential when they're talking about preserving language?
Absolutely. And not just preserving language is primordial, but more so just having the ability to broadcast news from our perspective and getting our information out from, you know, how we see the world from our respective regions. And I think you know, will ultimately in turn, you know, assist in a lot of other societal needs that, you know, that instills or reinstills that pride in our culture and languages, and then helps the youth coming up behind us to know that, you know, we're blazing a trail to ensure that, you know, we have a specific policy that was created by us, mandated by us, and moved forward by us.
Now, there's a deadline coming up. What do you need to hear, and by when?
Well, there's a call for proposals for anybody that would like to make presentations. The deadline is December 12th, but I know that we were speaking with our project team that the deadline will be moved forward into the new year. So we're looking at, I think, February to March. But as long as we, you know, we can have the proposal of an activity before our first meeting, which actually would be February. So our first convergence is in February, and all this information can be found on a website that was created by the University of Ottawa, which is indigenousradio.ca. Mm-hmm. And it gives all the information that you would require to, you know, to propose any kind of workshops, panels, roundtable discussions, focus groups, and it's open to the public. So it's we welcome as many people as possible and as many as many people and many agencies to get involved, because I think this is quite important. You know, not a lot of acts or policies have been, you know, created with us being involved with the policy making from beginning to end. So this is kind of an important step in for broadcasters like us throughout Canada.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for speaking to me today.
Oh, I thank you very much, Leonard, and I wanted to give a shout out to, I heard when we were on hold that we were listening to Wampus Den, or as you would know, Lawrence Martin.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing him up, and he's from the Meshkego territory, which is in our Anishinaabe-Aski Nation territory.
Yes.
So I'm quite proud to hear his voice ringing out on your airways.
And glad that you guys, because he was with Wawatay a long time ago.
He's a former CEO of Wawatay, yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
I knew him back then. So,
awesome. Thank you.
So I thought it'd be a nice little intro to the whole discussion. Thanks again, John.
Okay.
Take care.
And hopefully we'll get to see you.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
John Gagnon, he's CEO of Wawatay Communications and part of the project team that is looking at the CRTC review of Native Broadcasting in Canada. And as you said, if you want to check it out, you can go to the website, indigenousradio.ca. 21 minutes past 12 o'clock. Let's get on to some music.